All right, so welcome back, everybody, to our weekly Workplace Chabura 20-Minute Lamdas. We're going to begin this week a series on the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, and we'll begin with the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. I'm planning to spend, hopefully, two shiurim on the topic of Hadlakas Neiros. Today, we'll cover the Mitzvah itself and some of the most primary discussions about the Mitzvah. And then next week, we'll discuss the Makom HaHadlaka and various details about where exactly to light Neiros Shabbos. So let's begin like this. There's much evidence in the Mishnah and in the Gemara that indicates an obligation of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. The Mishnah and Bamem Adlikin that we recite every Friday night, Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, groups together Hadlakas Neiros together with Nida and Chala. Hagimel Aviros Nashe Mesos V'Shasi Dasana She'ina Zehiros V'Nido V'Chala Uv Hadlakas HaNer. And Tosos in Shabbos on that Chav Hamed Beis assumes that Mishnah indicates an obligation to light Neiros Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos and Chaf Hamid Beis right there also cites the position of Rava or Rabba, depending on your girsa, that Neir Shabbos is a chuvah. And according to some of the Rishonim, that also refers to the basic chuvah tahadlaka, the obligation to light Neiros Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos and Chaf Gimel Hamid Beis tells us that when there are only scarce funds available, you know, if you only have so much to spend on certain mitzvot, and you have a clash between mitzvot, let's say you have Neir Shabbos and Neir Chanukah, Neir Shabbos and Kiddush. So what do you spend on? So the Gemara tells us that you spend on Neir Beiso because Shalom Bayis takes precedence. So therefore, you spend your money on Neir Shabbos. Obviously, that indicates the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. So we're not surprised that we find in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Parakei Halacha Aleph, that there is a mitzvah of Hadlakas Neir Shabbos Midivrei Sofim, a mitzvah there Abanan to light Neir Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Rivs Tamas Gimel to If Beis in turn, records also that there exists an obligation, lihios ner daluk bishab. So let's focus today on the following three primary questions with respect to the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Number one, we're going to want to determine what exactly is the mechayiv of the mitzvah. What exactly is compelling, is the compelling force behind the mitzvah. Number two, let's try to analyze the nature of the mitzvah and along the following lines. We want to ask whether the mitzvah is action focused. It's a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa oriented mitzvah of hadlaka, or is it result focused? Is the mitzvah really to cause a reality of light around the home? And the truth is that on the one hand, the bracha that we recite prior to the hadlaka, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, seems to underscore the maisa lahadlik. But the formulation of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, lihios ner daluk b'Shabbos, that a light should kindle on Shabbos, that seems like we're focusing on the reality of light in the home. And number three, let's try to figure out how these two questions, the mechayiv and the nature of the mitzvah, how do they manifest in the practical implementation of the hadlaka? And for our purposes, we're going to center on the question of whether there really should be a bracha before Neiros Shabbos. Of course, we know that Lamaisa, we do have a bracha before Neiros Shabbos, but what we'll see is that was a machlokas between the Rishonim. So let's begin with our first question, the mechayiv behind the mitzvah. What's this compelling force behind the mitzvah? So there are three ideas that float around the Gemara and the Rishonim, and we're going to plot out all three, and then we'll try to discuss what the relationship is between all of them. The first one is the idea of Kavod Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos Chaf Hei Med Beis explains that the Hadlakas Neiros is to facilitate Kavod Shabbos by enabling a Suda Chashuva. And definitional to a Suda Chashuva is a Suda that has light. So in order to have Kavod Shabbos of the Suda Chashuva, you have to have light. The Rambam also, in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, Halacha Hei, so he groups together Ner Daluk, Shulchan Aruch, Umita Mutaaf, all as expressions of Kavod Shabbos. So you're supposed to have light around the home, your table is supposed to be set, your beds are supposed to be made. All of those are expressions of Kavod Shabbos. So clearly in the Rishonim, there's this path that Neiros Shabbos is a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. Then in contrast, there's also indications that Neiros Shabbos is a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam, in addition to what we just quoted, the Rambam also earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, in Parakei Halacha Aleph, so he says that Hadlakas Neiros is Bechlal Oneg Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos on Shabbos Chafim and Beis also takes this approach. And the Shiboleh HaLeket in Simin Nun Tes, so he explains that the oneg that is accomplished via the hadlakas neiros is that when people see what they eat, so then they satiate themselves much more, and they're also rest assured that nothing falls into their food, nothing disgusting falls into their food, nothing non-kosher falls into their food. By having light around the meal becomes much more enjoyable. On that basis, Hadlakas Neros is a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. The third idea that we find in the Gemara, and again, we'll have to discuss what exactly the relationship is between these three ideas. The third idea is the idea of Shalom Bayis. And that's what we quoted at the very beginning of the Chabura, that the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel and Beis tells us that Neros Shabbos take precedence to Neros Chanukah and also to Kiddush Hayom because of Shalom Beiso. Because Neros Shabbos promotes or facilitates the idea of Shalom Bayis, which Rashi in two places explains that that light prevents a person from tripping, so people can walk smoothly around the house, and also people feel distressed in the dark, so by having light around the house, they feel more of a sense of joy. So by having Neros Shabbos, by having light around the house, there's a promotion of Shalom Bayis. So that's the third idea that we find in the Gemara. So all in all, we have Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis. So now let's turn to discuss the relationship between these three different ideas. And let's first focus on the first two, namely Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And what we're going to see is that a number of the Achronim believed that there were actually two forms, two dinim of Neros Shabbos. One form of Kavod Shabbos and another of Oneg Shabbos. So the Brisker Rav quoted in the Chidush Yagrach al HaShabbos and Shabbos Chav Gimel Medeis in the new edition. So he explains that according to the Rambam, there are two forms of Hadlakas Neros, one of Kavod Shabbos, one of Oneg Shabbos. What's the proof to that conclusion? Well, we said earlier that the Rambam mentions and refers to Neros Shabbos twice in Hilchos Shabbos, once in Perek Hay and once in Perek Lamed. In Perek Hay, he says that Neros Shabbos is a fulfillment of Oneg, and Perek Lamed, he says it's a fulfillment of Kavod. So concludes the Brisker Rav, it must be, according to the Rambam, there are actually two fulfillments of Neros Shabbos, one of Kavod and one of Oneg. What exactly is the difference between the two? So the Brisker Rav in that piece says the same as what the Gra says in Aruch Chaim Taf Kuf Chaf Tes, that Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos are distinct ideas. Kavod Shabbos relates to what we do in order to prepare for Shabbos, and therefore the Rambam describes a number of activities that one does on Friday, or even before that, as a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos, because it's preparation for Shabbos, whereas Oneg Shabbos refers to the experience of Shabbos itself. So there's one idea of lighting Neros Shabbos in order to mark the onset of Shabbos, so to speak. That's the preparation for Shabbos. That's calling attention to the chalos of Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. And there's another idea of lighting candles for the purpose of Oneg Shabbos, of having light around the house in order to have a better experience of Shabbos. That's the Brisker Rav's approach to the relationship between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, and this idea that there are really two forms of Hadlakas Neros. But in addition, there are other Achronim who agree that there are two dinim of Hadlakas Neros, one of Kavod and one of Oneg, but they explain it along a bit of a different line of thought. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Samech Gimel, the main simon for Hilchos Neros Shabbos, so he also argues that there are two bases for Hadlakas Neros, one of Kavod and one of Oneg. And he says that the hadlaka b'makom achila, when you light Neros Shabbos in the place in which you eat, so that's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. And that's exactly what we saw from Rashi. Remember, Rashi said that hadlaka Neros Shabbos fulfilled Kavod Shabbos because it enables a suda chashuva. So too says the Aruch HaShulchan, when you light Neros Shabbos in a location of makom achila, that's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. But when you have hadlaka b'shar chadarim, when you light Neros around the rest of the house, so that is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah, but it's a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos as opposed to Kavod Shabbos. Why is it a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos? Because by having light around the house, you prevent yourself from tripping, by being able to walk smoothly around the house. So then you have a better experience, a more joyous experience of Shabbos. And therefore, that's a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi in his Shuvos in Aleph Yod Aleph, so he takes really kind of the same line of thought, but flips it. He argues for the opposite approach. He says also that there are two bases for Hadlakas Neros, one of Kavod Shabbos and another of Oneg Shabbos. But whereas for the Aruch HaShulchan, Kavod Shabbos is accomplished by the Hadlaka that is B'makom Achila, for the Beis HaLevi, Oneg Shabbos is accomplished by the Hadlaka B'makom Achila. When you have Neros in the place in which you eat, that's the fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. And that's along the lines of what we saw from the Shibolei Haleket, that when you have light around the Suda, so that makes the Suda a better one, and it enhances the meal. And when you have Hadlaka in other places, so then that's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Beis HaLevi agree that there are these two forms of Hadlakas Neros, but they disagree about what exactly is the one that fulfills Kavod and what's the one that fulfills Oneg. For the Aruch HaShulchan, the Suda fulfills Kavod. For the Beis HaLevi, the Suda fulfills Oneg. So that's it for the relationship between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. But what about the third idea that we mentioned from the Gemara, the idea of Shalom Bayis that appears in the Gemara in Chav Gimel Amid Beis? So how does that exactly relate to these ideas of Kavod Va'Oneg? So there may be some indications that Shalom Bayis is an independent factor, but I think that there's a lot of evidence that Shalom Bayis is not really a machayiv in and of itself, but rather it is either the basis for Kavod or it's the substance of Oneg. So let me explain exactly what I mean. The Aruch HaShulchan that we quoted before, so he said that when you light candles around the house or when you have light around the house, that's a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. Why is it a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos, says Aruch HaShulchan? Because it prevents you from tripping. Now, wait a minute. We know that Rashi explains in Shabbos that the prevention of tripping was in order to have Shalom Bayis. So it seems like the Aruch HaShulchan is overlapping these two ideas. So that's exactly the point. For the Aruch HaShulchan, the mechayiv of having light around the house is certainly Oneg Shabbos. That's the conceptual category in which we group the mitzvah of, in which we categorize the mitzvah of Hadakas Neiru Shabbos. How does Shalom Bayis fit into that? Well, the reason why the substance of the Oneg, the content of the Oneg, the way that you experience Oneg Shabbos is via Shalom Bayis, by having a lit house that enables you to walk smoothly around the house and to sit in the light. So if that's the case, then Shalom Bayis is not a mechayiv in and of itself, but rather it's the content of the Oneg. Now, if we speak about the relationship between Shalom Bayis and Kavod Shabbos, not Oneg Shabbos, but rather Kavod Shabbos, so there are indications that Shalom Bayis was the motivator. It was what provoked the Rabbanon, so to speak, to institute a chiyuv of Kavod Shabbos. And we see this in the Tshuvos of the Radvaz in Chelek Vav Beis Alaf in Reish Tes, where he says that the Mishum Shalom Habayis Kavu HaChova. Because of Shalom Bayis, because of the concern for Shalom Bayis, therefore the Rabbanon instituted a formal chiyuv of Kavod Shabbos in the form of Hadlakas Neiru Shabbos. So if we speak about the mechayiv of the mitzvah, it's certainly Kavod Shabbos. The Rabbanon told you that you have to fulfill Kavod Shabbos by lighting Neiru Shabbos. But what promoted that idea? What motivated the Rabbanon to institute a formal chiyuv of Kavod Shabbos specifically in the form of Hadlakas Neiru? So that was the idea of Shalom Bayis. So again, according to these two explanations of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Radvaz, what emerges is that Shalom Bayis is not an independent mechayiv, but rather it's intertwined with the mechayiv of either Oneg or Kavod. Either it's the substance of the Oneg or it's the motivator for the Kavod. So that ends our discussion of the mechayiv of the mitzvah and the relationship between Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, and the relationship between those two, and also between those two and Shalom Bayis. So now let's turn to our second question, which is the nature of the mitzvah, and specifically whether this is a maisa-oriented mitzvah. Are we focusing on the hadlaka itself, lighting, kindling the neiros, or rather does it focus on the totsa'a, on the result, on the reality of having light around the home? So this seems really to be the focus of a debate in the Bali HaTosos and Shabbos Chaf Hei Amid Beis, where Tosos addresses the question of the following case. Let's say that you have light that is, that's lit around the house on a Friday afternoon, early on Friday afternoon, and the hours go by and no one extinguishes the light, and it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos and the light is still there. So do you have to turn off, you have to extinguish that light in order to kindle a new light, L'shem Shabbos, or is having the old light perfectly sufficient? So this was a machlokas between the Bali HaTosos. There's one daya, Yash Omer Min Tosos, that says that you don't have to turn it off. You could just leave it there, and that itself, excuse me, is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. However, Rabbeinu Tam, according to whom we paskin, in some sense, I'll get to that in a second, but Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says that no, they have to be turned off, and they have to be reignited. So what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between this Yash Omrim and Rabbeinu Tam? So the Machlokas seems to be how exactly to characterize the mitzvah. According to the Yash Omrim, the mitzvah is really just focused on bringing about the reality of light and the totsa'a of light. So if that's the case, if there's no maisa that you have to do, you just have to ensure that there is light around the house. Well, if you had light around the house early on Friday afternoon, so you have light now, that's perfectly sufficient. However, says Rabbeinu Tam, no, that's not the case. For the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, there needs to be a formal maisa mitzvah. You have to do an act of kindling a light L'Shem Shabbos. And therefore, if you had a light earlier on Friday afternoon, you would have to light a new light in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadakas Neiros. And that's what seems to emerge from Rabbi Akiva Eiger's interpretation of Tosfos as well. Now, what's interesting is if we relate this point back to our previous discussion, namely the Mechayev for the mitzvah, so what comes out is something interesting. The Beis Halevi, again, thought that there were two forms of Hadakas Neiros Shabbos, one Hadaka L'Chavod Shabbos and one Hadaka L'Oneg Shabbos. And the Beis Halevi thinks that the Hadaka of Kavod Shabbos is the formal Maisa Mitzvah, whereas the Hadaka of Oneg Shabbos is really more about the Totsa'ah of having light around the house. So therefore, the Beis Halevi says that this Machlokas of the Bali Apostos is actually going to split along the two forms of Hadaka Seiros. When it comes to the Hadaka for Kavod Shabbos, namely the Maisa Mitzvah of bringing Kavod Shabbos into fruition through a Hadlaka Saner, so that cannot be Miba'od Yom. That you have to do, L'Shem Shabbos, before Shabbos. However, when it comes to the Hadlaka for Oneg Shabbos, just having light around the house, so since that's Totsa'ah oriented, says the Beis Halevi, so for that, you wouldn't have to extinguish it and relight it, but rather you could suffice with the light that existed even from earlier on. How do we pass an halacha l'maaseh on this issue of when you have lights earlier on in the day? The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samech Gimel, Sif Chaf, explains that if you have a candle that's lit for some purpose other than Tzorech Shabbos, you put on the light for whatever other purpose because you needed to check something around the house, and it's lit a while before Shabbos, so then that doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlaka, you'd have to light a new light. But if you lit the light earlier on in the day, but it was with Tzorech Shabbos, and even if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos at that time, so then at least with the Yevet, it would not need to be extinguished and relit. Okay, so that's our discussion of the Mechayiv and of the nature of the mitzvah, the Mechayiv of Kavod, Oneg, and maybe Shalom Bayis, and the Ofi HaMitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah, as to whether it's Maisa-oriented or result-oriented. How does this all come to fruition in terms of the implementation of the mitzvah? So these two discussions in terms of the Ikar, Maisa Mitzvah, of the Mechayiv and the nature really come to the fore in the discussion of the Rishonim with respect to the Bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Let's just ask the question very plainly. Is there a bracha that's recited on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos? So, and we're going to test this question on both planes, both the plane of the Mechayiv and also the plane of the nature of the mitzvah and the Maisa versus the Totsa'ah. So let's begin from the point of the Mechayiv. So this was a machlokas between the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Meshulam, who's quoted in the Mordechai in Shabbos, him and Reish Tzadi Dalid, were actually of the opinion that there is no bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Now, why would that be the case? So explains Rabbeinu Meshulam that it's because a Birkas HaMitzvah is recited only on mitzvot that can be described as Asiyasa Gemar Meleches Mitzvasa. When the Gemar HaMitzvah coincides with the doing of the mitzvah. So in this case, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, you don't have that for Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Why? Because the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Meleches HaMitzvah, is when you kindle the light, but the ultimate conclusion of the mitzvah is when? Only B'Sha'as Achila, only when you come to eat around that light. So since the finishing of the mitzvah does not coincide with the Maisa Mitzvah, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, there is no bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. But what you see from his position is a clear assumption that the Mechayiv of the mitzvah is the Oneg. Why was Rabbeinu Meshulam so confident to say that the mitzvah ends only b'sha'as achila, only when you eat around the light? Only because he felt that the mechayiv of the mitzvah was the oneg Shabbos of eating the suda. However, if you held like the Beis Halevi, that there's an idea of kavod Shabbos, of just lighting a ner at the beginning of Shabbos, lichvod Shabbos, separate and apart from the suda, so then you wouldn't reach that conclusion. Then you could say that there is a Gemar HaMitzvah at the time of the Hadlaka, and the idea is that there's a direct fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos just by lighting the Ner at the beginning of Shabbos. And that's the approach of the Beis Halevi, that because by lighting a Ner of Shabbos at the very beginning of Shabbos, that's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. So therefore, you don't run into the problem of Rabbeinu Meshulam that the Gemar HaMitzvah and the Maisa HaMitzvah are at different times. Rather, everything is all wrapped up in one because this is a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos, and therefore, says the Beis Halevi, there is a bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. There are other explanations also as to why there's a bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlaka, but unfortunately, we don't have time to get into that right now. But suffice it to say that Lamaisa, of course, we hold that there is a bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Now, what about on the plane of the nature of the mitzvah? And so this also, it becomes relevant when we have the question as to whether there should be a bracha. So this was also part of that machlokes in the Bali Atosos. The Yash Omrim, who held that the nature of the mitzvah was just to ensure a reality of light, so they were of the position that there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Hadakas Neor Shabbos. And that makes sense, because there's no maisa mitzvah. All you're trying to do is ensure a reality of light. If that's the case, what are you making a bracha on? You're not making a bracha on the results. You make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. Since there's no maisa mitzvah, say this position of Tosos, there is no bracha on the mitzvah. However, Rabbeinu Tam, who is of a different opinion, that you would have to extinguish the light that was lit earlier on in the day and rekindle it l'shem Shabbos. So he thinks that there is a maisa mitzvah, and since there's a maisa mitzvah, so therefore, so just like all other maisa mitzvos, or many, many other maisa mitzvos, so too the mitzvah of Hadakas Neros also deserves a bracha beforehand. So that caps our discussion of the mechayiv and the nature of the mitzvah, and how they both come to fruition, how they both manifest in the discussion of the bracha prior to the mitzvah of Hadakas Neros Shabbos. Just to end on one point of machshava, so Rashi al HaTorah explains that ner dalok me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, the existence of Neros Shabbos was an emblematic element of the home of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Hei Halacha Gimel explains that while the mitzvah applies both to both men and women, it rests on women even more so than men, because women occupy the role of Akaras Habayis. So the question is, what accounts for the profound impact that Neros Shabbos have on characterizing a Jewish home, such that it was the element of one of the three distinguished elements of Avram and Sarah's home, and that the mitzvah rests on women even more so than men because of their relationship with the home. So perhaps as the synthesis of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos that we saw from this sugya, and according to many, Hadakas Neros is also the moment of Kabbalah Shabbos. So Hadakas Neros Shabbos highlights that the home is one that's infused with the unique spirit of Shabbos, of those features of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos that are really singular 2 days like Shabbos, and thereby they mark the home with the singular relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's wrapped up in the concept of Shabbos. Thank you all for joining. We'll continue next week, Be'ezat Hashem, with more of discussion of Hadakas Neros in terms of the location of where to light Neros. I wish everyone a great rest of the week and a good Shabbos.